Some are still missing. Others don't want to show up. I don't blame them.
This is December the 11th, 1994.
Hallelujah. We made it to December 11th, 1994. I am amazed at how fast the underground can work. We don't seem to get much done, but you just let me make one statement that is unacceptable to anyone who receives anything out there. And I am amazed at not only how fast the rebuttals come back, but how venomous they are. We're going to have to talk about it a little bit, and I shouldn't be on such good humor about it, because I like to come down here and beat you over the head and make a miserable afternoon for you. But we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. I don't care about your banks. I don't care whether they close or do not close. I really cannot care very much about the general citizenry and their shekels. But I have an obligation, and it's an obligation that is a great, great joy to me, that my ones that honor me and work with me and serve God, because I am only of the host. And we're going to get into the separation of true church of God and all this other. I said that I come by way of Pleiades. So do you. And I consider my crew, my team, and I don't care where you are. You may be in Podunk, South Africa. You are of the host. You are not Pleiadians. You are not Orions. You are of the host. Call yourselves angels and pat yourself on the back if you can reach it. And if you can't, then learn how. We are honored and proud to serve in the Army of Light. And I'm not going to make apologies ever for it. And if ones want to be in that Army of Light, don't try to buy me. You might try to buy Rick, because he would like to keep the paper going. But it's very unwise to try to buy me and impress me with your importance and your worth. So far, as I will have written later, and it probably will even be more offensive than whatever I must have said yesterday, I haven't seen anything coming back from any of these ones who have massive gold certificates and money in Austria, etc. We all got stung very badly by the Rosbacher incident. And there is money in Austria, and because of the incident, we cannot get it released. Maybe Eustace Mullins had to put up with his garbage, but I'll tell you, Hatton does not. Aha, says the ADL and the little fluke use. We'll get her. We'll get Rick. We'll get that paper yet. Will you? I don't think so. That's number one. Number two, getting them is not getting me. And I may be pretty low down the list of the committee. I want to tell everybody right now, I am not on a committee. I have a mission, and you are the troops. And stop putting yourselves down like beggars on the street. We will petition, we will beg if we have to keep going, but we will not ever let down the honor of serving God and the creation. Now, we'll get into that in a little bit. I want to talk briefly, and I'm talking about briefly because I want to share this afternoon, and I want to have a little break before we do this. And I know that it's the holiday season. I know that all of you have many things to do because I dropped a bomb on you yesterday, apparently. I didn't mean it to be a bomb. And because ones want to share any kind of possible information that can be useful with brother, it got sent out, and that's fine. I would have asked that it be sent out. But you will notice, or at least EJ will notice, that it said for the local. Now, what has happened? All you've got to do is look around you to see what has happened and what is a logical next step. I serve a mission. I don't go around looking at everybody's bank account. I don't know most names. I don't care. My job is to bring truth, and I will bring what I can to help you move through. And I'm tired of being told that I can't do this and I can't do that, and how dare you offend me. I don't go out to offend anyone. If ones want to put on offensive shoes and pinch their feet and scream and yell because it hurts, go ahead. But when you think I am not producing because you are not producing, that is merely a reflection of your opinion about something. And it also indicates that you think you're pretty hot stuff. Well, the ones who are pretty hot stuff got that way because of you. Now, I must say that what I did was tell you that the word has swept across this nation in the underground to the point that it's almost impossible to stop it from happening. You saw what happened in Orange County. Bankrupt. We happen to realize that this is going to be happening across your nation. How can it not? The biggest clue of all, Morgan Wahlberg. That will shift, my goodness, people, that will shift massive money into Britain. The Federal Reserve is very large, very, very powerful. Don't you think they're also capable of realizing how big and how important, and let it get so bad that they have to close? Now, that will affect the entire Federal Reserve system. And that means every last bank, even the independents. But you notice a long time ago, Zion National Bank in Salt Lake City, the Mormon-owned bank, pulled out a part of the regulation system, defied the feds. Well, they're big enough to defy the feds. They're part of the entire New World Order. They are the Freemason Illuminati branch of the Israeli Zionists. Cut and dried. You can argue with me until you flop over dead. That's your privilege, but that is a fact. Do I think that all good Mormons know this? Of course not. That's why I don't bother to tell anybody. You have to come into understanding how far-reaching. But any church claiming to be of God that demands your income tax form is something really going wrong. Now, that holds true of the Catholics and all of the Protestants. That doesn't leave much, does it? Few Pentecostals who don't know which end they're on. They're just waiting for God to rapture them without doing anything but believe that Jesus may have existed. You're going to end up learning that Christ is the important central figure. There is Christ and there is Antichrist. And that's the way it is. And this Antichrist over here calls himself by so blame many names that anybody of Hebrew lineage doesn't even know what to call themselves. Well, they're not Jews unless you are of the parasites. And if you believe that Christ's way is the way, then it makes you a Christian. But you certainly don't want to get over here with these Christians. So we sit in the middle of a dilemma. What do you call? Whatever. You are a host. You once travel with the hosts. And the Antichrist is a parasite. Always was, always will be. It is the natural order. So I like the idea of calling them flukes because they're the most nasty, greedy, contemptuous, and miserable of the parasites that infest the human host. And you've got to clean them out. I would prefer now that Kathy is doing such a fantastic job of preparing a program for you that I'm going to let you off the hook. I needed to get Zita on this program now. And any of you that have followed the program, do it. But it's expensive, it's time-consuming, and it has to be ongoing. And I don't like to offer anything unless we have the solution. And in a couple of weeks, we'll have a program with product. You've got to clean them out. They've been there forever, how many years you are. They now cross over through the placenta and through the umbilical system into newborn babes. And this is why one of the first ones that will cross over that barrier and into the babe is the one that causes diabetes. And it is nothing but a miserable, obnoxious little fluke. So your babies also need to be cleaned out. This has gotten so out of hand that these little insects, these little parasites, infest your world. All of your pets, all of you think, well, I have these pets for my children and I love them. How in the world do you think you're not going to have whatever they have? Everything is infested. Don't worry about it. You can clean out your system. It's a little harder to clean off this other from the outside. But you have to come along in knowledge enough to know that it exists. and be able to accept it without saying, oh, that nitwit from outer space, he just phased out today, I would never have worms. Well, I'll tell you, you are infested with screw you worms, too. So you've got the fluke use, screw use, and I mean you're in trouble. Let's get rid of them. Now, I cannot give enough honor to Eustace Mullins. There is no way I could even grovel enough at his feet for what he went through with these parasites. You see, they turn on you, and when you are disturbing them, they destroy. And they've got enough screw you worms on their side. Those are the Chavez. They're the ones that are the tools of these nasty little parasites. I want you to pay, please, a special attention, because Eustace wrote this early on in his career. And from the onset of his career, when he realized what this was, he thought he could just write about it. But you see, all of the parasites come together, from the FBI and Hoover, who is a homosexual, was, kept perfect records. He was out personally to get Eustace Mullins, and Mullins didn't even know it. It's like Dorma. She just goes down the street. Why in the world would somebody be mad at me? Well, it's an interesting story, but the man paid dearly. The word swept around, just like George Green. Oh, those Eckers have spent millions of dollars. Well, those same types of parasites said that Eustace Mullins had great estates, great wealth. Eustace Mullins had a room with hardly no furniture. He's never had anything. He has been stripped. Can't sell his books. Who's going to publish them? Finally find a publisher. Who's allowed to buy them? I'll tell you, there is no quarrel from Eustace Mullins when we ask for permission to use something. How can it be that a man reaches his 70s and his whole life has been devoted to this and he finally has to come along and a space cadet makes sure he's heard? Is sad. But that's the way it is. And all the wishing will not make it different. We have to make it different. We have to create it differently. I would hope that a lot of you got to hear Rush Limbaugh last night speaking to the freshman Republicans elected. But you can't do it by electing Republicans. They become Democrats when they're in. But Democrats are the direct product, the direct product of the parasites, just as is communism. And if you think you are not the laughing stock of this world with somebody like Jocelyn Elders, my goodness, this woman comes on TV advocating masturbation being taught in the schools. Are you not incensed, enraged? Oh, my goodness, people. It's going to take more than Republicans. Am I against the Republicans going in and trying to do something? No, good for Rush. He did it. He proved that you can be heard. But it cost the Republicans $8 million to him. And don't you forget that either. But now he's strong enough that they can't shut him down, you see. And he's not nearly as arrogant as he sounds. You all need a voice. So I'm hounded and hounded and hounded. Well, or can we be sure about Ron Jackson? No! You can't. Well, you know about him, so why don't you tell us? No, I won't. I certainly won't. But you've got to have leaders. You've got to pull together. And you've got to start somewhere. And he's willing. And he knows ones that can help. Can he do it from prison? Well, quite a lot has been done from prison. And I cover this a little bit in this morning's writing. But Grandma's all mad at me. She petitioned. Rick came over and said, could she have a conference call? Could she do something about this certificate and getting some money to work with and all this stuff? She wants to buy the bank she's working with. And they seem to be really genuine. Bankers. And then she thinks that she'll buy the next bank. And then she thinks she'll buy out the Federal Reserve. With this gold certificate. They won't honor the gold certificate to even talk about it. They will not even admit there is such a thing. So I said, very, very simple. If they are willing to sell you the bank against that gold certificate, surely they would loan you some money, buy gold with it, put it in their bank as collateral, loan the institute money, make the circle, buy the gold over here also to protect both entities. Because you know, and they know, gold is going up. Then you have working money. We have help. Well, that fell on deaf ears. I am so centered today on Oklahoma and a gathering of all these people who are going to declare war in the United States of America. And one of her advisors is involved in that. And I said, and you are being had. Don't anybody go down to Oklahoma. Or at least get out of my army first. I want no reference to any such thing as that. And you watch out, because that person was attached to Cosmos and Treasury Gate. And now you think he's back serving you? Oh, this is a different one. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And just because you think you have the way to reclaim America, you don't. You can file all these sucker papers that you want to until Washington burns with them. And all they've got to do is ignore you. She has a letter from President Clinton's office thanking her for supporting him. After she... Anyway, she was incensed with me. Greed always shows up. Nobody said anything about taking anything from her. This was a way she could have total control. Everything would be hers. Well, when I got that point across, I guess. Well, now comes the one this morning that says I called her, that I have attacked her now, and I have called her immoral and something. Bankrupt and immoral.
Morally bankrupt.
Morally bankrupt. That's weird. your nation is far beyond bankruptcy. That was the reference. And I will repeat, if people cannot even read what I present, and do not bother to ever go back and read what I've already presented in 117 volumes, I cannot spend more individual time at it. And when ones continue to complain to me about non-production for them, I have to say, I have seen no production. She said, go get your own. Go get our own. Well, she bequeathed to Contact $40 million. Well, I bequeathed to you $40 billion. Why don't you go get it? Yeah, but she gave you some paperwork. Give me a piece of paper. I'm not being insulting. I'm trying to make a point. You don't want to believe, you're to hear. Now, will those banks close? I really don't think so. That would be a foolish thing for them to do. And now they know we know. So the word goes out. What are we to do? Wait until after the fact and you say, well, why didn't you tell us? I told you 3 years ago. They've got to bring in that currency at some point. You are bankrupt. The nation is bankrupt. This is just the final straw, these derivatives. Nobody said anything to Bob Citron about the millions of dollars he made in Orange County for Orange County through the derivative market. But they're going to kill him now. And, of course, he was very happy to take the full glory. Doris and EJ know Bob Citron personally. Friendship, dinner, the whole thing from business at Transamerica. They were associate members of the County Treasurers Association of California. E.J. was the Western chairman of the pension program right out of Washington, D.C. E.J. was president of the Pension Association and Retirement Program. We're not nuts. But this is serious. This derivative market is going to destroy this nation if nothing else does. Because it involves municipal bonds. And the banks can't pay. I am not protecting Bob Citron. This is the modus operandi. And if you don't perform when you're in these offices, oh my goodness. And this was totally legal. You won't find any of these people saying it was illegal the way it was started. It got illegal because there was no money, nothing to back it up. Everything was going downhill. But when you wipe out a county the size and of the wealth of Orange County, California, you know your nation follows in real bad trouble, including probably the Belarus bonds and things right over here on Capitol Hills. Somebody's got to pay. That's what happens. Will you lose something before this is over? Some of you will gain out of all of this before it's over. We're not in money manipulation. We're trying to get through with you intact, with your security, as much as possible. And if you have cash in a bank that might close on Friday, I am going to tell you to please get it out temporarily, if you can. If it closes, your currency is not going to be worth a damn either. So if it's within reason, get it shifted into something, into metals. And if you want to shift it into coins, drive to Nevada and go from casino to casino and get some silver. Convert some of it just into coins. They're coins of the realm, I call it. Your government minted them. That's legal money. And so you may have to carry around a lot of quarters. But it'll be acceptable spending. I don't know what to do other than tell you. I don't say, you've got to go down there and do that. But I'm saying, if you do not do it, you stand to have them close the bank on you. And if they close the bank, they're probably going to introduce a new currency. They've had it all along, at the least. I also, Ron says, oh, I don't think so, because they will do it orderly. Not necessarily. Chaos is the name of the game, remember? And they're out to get all of your property any way they can. And they want you helpless. They will make sure, if they can, that you are helpless. And that means doing it at Christmas time by surprise. You unprepared, no matter how prepared otherwise you might be, to hit you with this. And then you're like the ones in L.A. with nothing. You have to depend on them for the very donut you get. That makes you helpless. This keeps the parasites in control. And in disaster, they eat your very soul. Because pretty soon, you will trade them almost anything for a donut for your baby. All I say is there are possibilities here. And just a nudge. Do what you want to do. I'm not forcing you to do anything. But I'm sure that my own team here would do anything they could to help you get some coverage. And if some of you need to make a trip to Nevada, that can be arranged. Court can go from casino to casino. It isn't a big problem. And then afterwards, the banks will take your quarters if you want to get back in the system. Maybe let me give you a little bit of what I'd like to do today, and then we can begin on it, have a little break. We're going to have to spend some time on some of the evenings, because there are some tapes that I really feel are important enough that the more technical ones need to see. I think it's something all of you would want to see. But it's going to be about 6 hours of how to handle pollution, and then some very technical apparatus discussions. It's not mandatory. I'm just telling you that we need to do that sometime soon. Because our technical scientist groups need to be making those connections. And this is basically just a matter of sharing with everybody who is interested. It is not mandatory. And then there are just some good things that need to be shared. Some of the Jordan Maxwell stuff. Brent has gotten some more. One interview with him along with Roy Rinnick. What I want to do today is go over the program last night, sightings, if we have time. Because that is not my major thrust today. My major thrust is the Pleiades connection. And I have two extremely good tapes. One on UFOs with a typical parasite Friedman. Misinformation, disinformation. But it's interesting. And then the Pleiades connection. Done by this gentleman, if you want. It's basically what elders did with Billy Meyer. And I want to, after that, have a discussion on the fact that I'm an etheric being, as are you. We come by way of Pleiades. Why would we come by way of Pleiades? Because they are your counterpart. Their ancestry goes back to Lyra, and so does yours.
Hello.
Strange. Pick it up, DJ.
Lyra is just
a I've never heard it. First time
I've heard it.
So vague.
Magic finger.
Yeah.
You got a hammer around here?
Is the fax on?
I asked Jack that,
I would like at least.
Hello? Hi, Ron. Yes. Hi, Ron. All right, we'll see if we can get you on the speaker now.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm here, so I just wanted to hear a few minutes of the meeting. I've got about
five. Try again.
I said I got about 5 minutes on the phone, so I just wanted to tell everybody hi.
Very good. I have one or two things to say to you. And the tone of my voice does not express my feelings. We have been discussing this a little bit. I'm being flooded with letters that say you exaggerate to the point it's unbelievable.
Oh, really?
And so I'm handling it this way.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't object to the way you're handling it. I know myself what I say is the truth, so that's fine.
Well, but you don't know. And this is the way I'm handling it.
Okay.
I have a whole pile of correspondence. He could not do this and he could not do that. And I have been following it. And what in the world am I supposed to believe? Number one, I don't care, Ron, what anybody believes. They can accept or disagree. I bring what I bring. You bring what you bring. And whatever we have that works together, we use. And obviously, you cannot count 17 million pieces of mail if they're there.
Obviously.
So, obviously, you do not know how much. You are given an estimate. You make the statement. So, if you want to be technically correct, you don't know anything, really, do you?
We hauled 13 semi-loads to Louisiana. And if you base each letter on 1 ounce apiece, and each truckload carries 80,000 pounds, then it's just a matter of mathematics. In fact, we're well over 17 million now.
Good.
So we just took the 13th truckload, and we're paying the man from Las Vegas to do the hauling for us. So that's all right. I don't care about those things. I know what I'm saying is the truth, so that's good enough for me.
Well, you see, I also have offended Grandma.
Oh, nobody offends Grandma. She's just a sweetheart. And she's she needs probably a little bit more attention, and I'm going to give her some when I get out of here.
Well, I've been giving her some from here, and she isn't liking it. So maybe you'll be in the role of Father Confessor.
How is everybody there? Are they cold as I am? It's very cold here. It's about 28 degrees, I think. And I'm not used to this. I'm getting too old for it.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, well, maybe I need to be 9 feet tall and have a green tail or something to put me in.
Oh, good, Ron.
Whatever. It doesn't make any difference. I just like to get warm. Anyway, it was nice talking with you. I got in between a couple of other people making calls. And I'm still the eternal optimist. I'm going to be out of here before you know it. And maybe I'll be there next weekend. I don't know yet.
Well, we'll hang loose.
Okay. Have a good day, all of you, and have a good holiday season, because I won't be able to tell everybody that.
Have a good day.
And I'm thanking of you.
Thank you. It'll go on the tape, and it will be distributed this week, so.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you, Ron.
Come on. Have a good day.
Well, it's a good parasite term.
Really?
Is he off? Did you? All right. Isn't it amazing, once you come into knowing, you can't ever hear anything or say anything or do anything again without it just ringing up here. And they don't understand that you're actually laughing at them, not with them. They're pretty sure that they're being the brunt of something, and so they'll get their parasitic army together and come and, you know, nibble at you. I think that Phyllis and, well, I don't know who all went in search of pictures, but I think you'll find the flutes are very, very suitable for this parasitic symbol. Beats the all-seeing eye of God considerably. Anyway, I want to share this portion, the Pleiades portion of this tape, at the very least today. And if we want to, we can even start with the one that she just recorded last night from sightings, because it's going to deal with crop circles and a new approach, and I've been waiting to get here where we can talk about it. Because those are being laid down by absolute plasmic balls of energy. And they are manipulated from a computer setup aboard craft. And it's as simple as your little, what did you call those things, dial a line or dial a something?
Etch a sketch.
Etch a sketch, yes. Who's I knew I was close.
Who's craft, Commander?
Various. Various and sundry, and some of it is being produced right now from your place. Some of it's coming from the cosmospheres, depending on the message involved. You see, you have got to learn that there are a lot of messages that are not going to be meant for you or not going to be understood. One of the reasons I was interested in the sightings program itself was it did talk about the major, major communication system for listening to outer space. And you got messages, so now they're going to dismantle that and make a golf course out of it. We have to move on with progress.
Good place for a turnover of the tape.
Okay.